#2# to play Pick a Box. That's *464*2#. Start those boys, and you could take home up to 50,000 kwacha this merry, merry December. Limitless play and Christmas cheer all day, every day with Itshola Mega Box. It's the Itshola Mega Box on Power 91.3 FM, Lusaka. As promised, we have done a draw, and we have a lucky winner on the show this afternoon. We have only 60 seconds in which to have a conversation, and I hope that, well, you do pick up your phone. Hello, you're live on Power.
Hello.
Hi, please turn down the volume on your radio.
Yes, I'm on the radio.
All right, who am I talking to?
Geoffrey,
congratulations. You just won yourself a 500 kwacha. How do you feel?
I feel well, thank you.
Yeah, namuina, Muchola. So what are you going to do with the 500 kwacha?
I'm going to buy Christmas.
You're going to buy Christmas. A Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you.
How many times did you play?
Five times,
and you won yourself a 5 zaza.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you. So
for the sake of the person who hasn't played yet, what's your personal message?
My personal message is to continue playing and to start playing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keep playing on the Itshola Mega Box. You are tuned into Power 91.3 FM, and just like that, we have a lucky winner. And yes, you can equally be a lucky winner. And all you need to do is actually dial *464*2# for you to win. We'd like to congratulate all of our winners today on the Itshola Mega Box. Remember, you can continue playing even now so that you stand a chance of winning. How about that? Stand by for the Power FM Evening News.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power. Feel the power.
News every day. My name is Abigail Chassis. Country Via Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda says he supported Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 because he believes it will improve representation, service delivery and development in his constituency. He adds that his decision was guided by the views of the people of Country Via and the people of Zambia at large. Mr. Chanda says that before voting, he studied Bill 7 line by line, followed by the Parliamentary Select Committee proceedings, reviewed the Technical Committee report and examined government amendments that addressed concerns raised by various stakeholders. He explains that he voted in support of the bill during deliberations in Parliament, noting that Country Via is a vast constituency covering more than 8,800 square kilometers and is predominantly rural, with communities spread over long distances. Mr. Chanda says the size and rural nature of Country Via make it difficult for one member of Parliament to effectively reach all communities, oversee development projects and ensure consistent access to leadership, basic services and opportunities. He states that one of the main reasons for supporting Bill 7 is the proposed delimitation of Country Via into two constituencies, which he says would bring leadership closer to the people and improve the planning and delivery of development projects. He further added that delimitation would also increase development resources, explaining that with the Constituency Development Fund currently at 40 million kwacha, dividing Country Via into the constituencies would result in a total allocation of 80 million kwacha while increasing the participation of youth and women in governance.
In supporting Bill 7, I considered several factors, chief among them the delimitation of Country Via into two constituencies. Taken together, closer representation. Smaller constituencies allow members of parliament to be more present in communities, better service delivery. Focused constituencies enable clearer prioritization and more effective planning, ensuring development projects reach every corner and reach the right people at the right time. This vote was not about the numbers on the map. It was about equity, efficiency, and ensuring that every person in Country Via has a voice that can be heard. My decision reflects a firm commitment to the people I represent. I do not fault those who voted differently. Each member arrived at their decision based on their own convictions and understanding of the issues before us. Do I blame those who voted against the bill? No. Do I regret the decision to vote for the bill? A big no.
And some stakeholders in Livingston have welcomed the passage of Bill 7, describing it as a progressive law expected to broaden participation in governance and strengthen inclusive decision-making once assented to by the president. Speaking during celebrations, student representative Mwinga Chireleko noted that the bill empowers the youth to have their voices heard and urge young people to take responsibility by educating their peers on its contents and engaging meaningfully in national affairs.
We have the responsibility now to educate our fellow youth on Bill 7, educate our fellow youth on the political matters. Don't just listen and hate and sit quiet, no. Take up the mantle, go out there, tell the people about Bill 7, what is involved inside there. And if today you can't make a change, then tomorrow you won't be leaders. So change comes today as youth. Therefore, I urge all my fellow youth to march forward and request and plead to the government, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, to quickly as possible sign this Bill 7 so that it can come into effective.
Meanwhile, Livingston Women in Business representative Grace Shafiki said Bill 7 will enhance women's representation and recognition in Parliament.
Women who have a representation in Parliament and women will be considered very much to be on the forefront, who also be considered as human beings so that we can have a say in Parliament. And from this Bill 7, we are going to get a lot which will make us, especially as women, to feel proud of ourselves, to show the President that us here in Livingston, we are very much in support of Bill 7.
Speaking at the same event, UPND Livingston District Chairman Christopher Siamwenya said the bill was successfully passed through Parliament and is now awaiting presidential assent within the constitutional time frame. Mr. Siamwenya emphasized that Bill 7 is inclusive and non-political and is aimed at promoting national development that benefits all Zambians. And District Commissioner Eunice Nawa described the United